With the help of amateur radio operators, a potential wildfire was averted in California on June 12th. Hams often operate from remote locations, and several of them wound up in the right place at the right time while preparing to participate in the 2025 ARRL June VHF contest. Bobby Dvebek, W6IWN, and Jake Graham, KC7WXD, both ARRL members from the Reno, Nevada area, were hiking in the Gross Ridge Trail in California, a section of the Tahoe National Forest. In addition to getting ready for the contest, they had hoped to also activate several summits on the air, SOTA locations. Their day of using amateur radio service for recreation was going well until they saw smoke near the Black Buttes area and had to use amateur radio for its utility value. "I was surprised to see the smoke ahead of us," said Graham. "As we got closer, it was clear there had been a lightning hit several days ago, and we could see flames. Wireless service is pretty spotty in areas of eastern the Sierra, and they don't have a cell signal, so Dvebek used his handheld ham radio to report the fire on a nearby repeater. In just seconds, Dan Patterson, W6AI, responded back. He was monitoring the Nevada County Amateur Radio Club linked repeater system in Grass Valley, California, and he heard the call. He took the GPS coordinates from Graham and notified the U.S. Forest Service. We were monitoring the U.S. Forest Service, and it only took about 10 minutes from them to dispatch a helicopter to the area," said Graham. "We watched four firefighters rappel down, followed by a pack of equipment. The pair then walked closer to the area and started talking to the crew, who, by the way, thanked them for the report. They put out the fires, but radioed for a helicopter water drop before they left on foot with the gear to a nearby pickup site," said Dvebek. "After the firefighters left, the winds picked up dramatically. Had that happened earlier, the outcome could have been much worse. Amateur radio serves communities before and when all else fails." Dvebek captured that entire event on video and posted it to his YouTube channel. You can find the link at ARRL.org.